Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you, glad to be with you in God's Word. Now, yesterday we started this section on how the office of elder is ordered and how the office of elder is structured within a local church. And he said in 1 Timothy 5:17 and 18, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor or work hard in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages. In other words, he's taking a general principle in the Bible that someone ought to be rewarded from their work. So you've got the office of teaching elder, minister of the word. You've got the ruling elders to shepherd the flock, and then you've got the deacons. Reflecting, by the way, the office of prophet in the teaching elder or minister of the word from the Old Testament, the office of priest, the deacons who intercede for the people in mercy ministry. So the deacons oversee and lead us in mercy ministry in the New Testament. And then, of course, you've got the wonderful blessing of elders, that is those who give spiritual oversight, the shepherding of the church by the elders of the church. And then some are set aside with a double honor of support, not because they are more important, but because of the importance of what they do, and that is preaching. And they need time to work hard at preaching, because preaching and prayer are the two primary means of grace in the church. And so you need that time to get into God's word, to faithfully preach it, and faith comes by hearing. And if faith comes from hearing the word, then we want to make sure that those whom God has called have the support they need so they can work hard at preaching and teaching. Now he says something else for us concerning these elders. Here's what he says. Do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all so that the rest may stand in fear. And in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality. Do not be hasty in the laying on of the hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. Well, let me stop there and just make a couple of comments. I'm actually going to spend 2 days on this. And here is the first thing I want you to see as we start into this. He says that you do not admit a charge. That is, you do not affirm a charge unless you've got two or three witnesses. Well, that's a basic biblical principle that allegations do not amount to a conviction, that you must have corroborating evidence. Now, of course, in a legal court, you can have corroborating evidence through fingerprints and DNA and all other things, circumstantial evidence, but you've got to have multiple evidences. You remember Jesus points to his ministry as being affirmed through evidences, the evidence of miracles, the evidence of the Holy Spirit's presence, the evidence of the Father's affirmations, all of these things that affirm his ministry. So if an elder has a charge against him, then there must be corroborating evidence. You must have two or three witnesses to receive those charges. And then he says, when that happens, then if they persist in sin and that they are guilty, then you rebuke them in the presence of all so that the rest may stand in fear. In other words, when an elder is convicted of a charge, then the elder's rebuke must be in the presence of all. Now, what we're talking about is not any charge. Clearly, the context is a charge that would jeopardize his calling as an elder and call for his deposition. If that takes place, then in fact, that should be done in the presence of all. The elder is selected by all. He is ordained in the presence of all. He is installed in the presence of all. Therefore, if he is to be removed because of sin, then when he is removed, that should be in the presence of all. And that becomes a warning to others not to treat sin lightly. Well, he's got more to say, and we'll go back to it tomorrow. Look forward to being with you on Wednesday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.